There are many shows on the air which are basically interview shows, and they start out in a very austere setting. There's the interviewer, he sits behind a desk, and in the background somewhere, some figure in the news sits. He's later in the show blinded by a spotlight. I'd like to present one of these shows. They start off very dramatically, something like this. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Wallace, Nightline. Our guest in the studio tonight is Dr. Werner von Werner, one of the many German missile scientists involved in our American missile program. Dr. von Werner, I suppose the question most often asked you, you were involved in the German missile program, you're now involved in our missile program. Was the fact that you were involved in the German missile program a matter of political conviction, or was this political expediency on your part?
Oh boy, that one, huh? Actually, I didn't have that much to do with it, to tell you the truth. This is back around 1940. I was working at a beer garden in Stuttgart. And like on Friday night, you know, the waitresses and the waiters, we'd go to one of the girls' pads, you know, and order some pizzas and some schnapps and get half-gassed, you know. And I used to fool around with these inventions, you know, and I'd take this tin can and put a firecrack underneath it, and I liked the firecrack, and the thing go 4 or 5 feet up in the air, you know. And everybody'd say, what the hell was that, or what a nut that Werner is. Somebody want to get Werner's hat, you know, something like that. Except this one party, the little guy walks over, he's got a little mustache and a... piece of hair falling in his eyes. He says, hey, that was interesting what you did with a tin can there. But what causes that? I said, well, see, that's, for every action, there's a reaction, you see? And the force of the firecracker is its... See, it's, first of all, it starts toward the floor. But the top of your can, see, it's... Every time I do it, it jumps forward. He says, what do you call that thing there? I said, that's a rocket. It's named after my landlord, Irving Arcot. See, I was about 3 months behind an inch, you know, and comes a knock at the door, and he says, look, Werner, you know, you gotta knock off with the firecrackers in the middle of the night, you know, because the neighbors are complaining, and don't hand me the Madame Curie bit, you know what I mean? What her landlord wanted to do about her rent, that's his business, I want my rent, see? I said, look, I'm working on an invention. If it works out, I'll name it after you. He says, you're gonna call it an Irving? So, no, I'm gonna call it a rocket. So anyway, the guy at the party, little mustache, piece of hair falling in his eyes, he says, that would make a terrific weapon, you know that? I said, well, you'd have to get out on top of the guy. To hit him in the face or something like that. With a tin can, they really hurt him. I think your big problem is going to be getting that close to the guy, you know? He says, no. What if we took 100 firecrackers and a great big tin can, see? I said, well, we thought of that, but your problem there is, see, by the time you light the fuse on the last firecracker, he said, look, the reason I'm asking you all this, I'm headed to German people. I said, oh. I said, so, you know, congratulations. I hadn't seen a paper in a couple of days, so I took a verbal. He says, would you like to be involved in our missile program? You know. I said, well, you know, I got a pretty good thing going at the beer garden. You know. He says, look. He says, it's a civil service job. $350 a month. When you're 55, you go down to Baden Baden and forget the whole scene. So anyway, all they want me to do, I sign these requisitions. Liquid oxygen, I don't know what it is, I'm signing Warner von Warner, and every month, $350, there it is, like clockwork. Anyway, make a long story short, we lose the war. And the Americans come to me, you know, and I've been getting offers from the Russians and all that, and they say, look, Warner, you know, we've seen your name on some of the requisitions, and, how'd you like to be involved in the American missile program, you know? I said, look, actually, I didn't have that much to do with it, you see. I mean, I was at this party in Stuttgart, see? They said, never mind, we need a name. No, so anyway, I took the job, and there it is, $450 a month. When I'm 55, I go down to Fort Lauderdale, and it's a pretty good deal.
Well, Dr. von Warner, our time is running out on us. We have now put a man in space. The Russians some 2 or 3 weeks before that had put a man in space. Was this the eventual plan of the German missile program to put a man in space?
Oh, we put a man in space. Oh, sure, back in 1940. My brother-in-law Herman, I put him in.
Well, now, that's amazing because, of course, the big problem we found putting a man in space was the problem of reentry. And apparently, in 1940, you had already solved that problem.
Well, what problem is this you're talking about?
Well, Dr. von Warner, we want to thank you very much for stopping by and wish you continued success.
Well, thank you very much. Now, are you going to give me the money or what? Are you going to send a check to me?